Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. Stand up for your country. No kneeling. All right, you know, I was on a radio this morning with Mark Simone at WOR in New York City. I do him every Tuesday, and we post my radios on the site, as you may know. And what we're talking about is the lack of civilian or the folks rising up in the face of horrible violence directed at them. So on Memorial Day, when George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis, the press got the tape and it was like nonstop, loop after loop after loop. It was horrible. I mean, no decent human being could watch that tape and not be repulsed. And what happened afterward was in context. People took to the streets and said, look, enough. You know, police officers have a lot of power and they have to use it in a responsible way. All of that was fine and should have happened. And police reform, as they put it, is a good thing if it doesn't hurt the police from protecting you. Now, if it starts hurting your protection, then it becomes a bad thing. And that's what's happening. So many of you watching me don't live in the big cities. You live in towns where the police are basically there and not much has changed. But in Seattle, in LA, in Chicago, in Baltimore, in DC, and particularly here in New York City, the police are under attack. And like that, cause and effect, you talk about cause and effect, boom, murder goes crazy. And who's getting killed? The poor people. They're getting killed because the drug gangs that run a lot of those neighborhoods now can come out and do whatever they want. Because in New York City, the anti-crime unit, the undercover detectives who were there to arrest people with guns, have been disbanded for no reason. You know, you all know this if you follow the No Spin News and other news agencies. But then if I'm in a neighborhood and I see a 3-year-old get shot dead and a 17-year-old and just kid after kid after kid and innocent person after innocent person get murdered or severely wounded, I'm out there with a sign, you know? But we don't see any of that. And I'm going to try to explain to you why. Because it is a very troubling situation in this country. There's no problem running down the police and screaming about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Oh, no, that's fine. But demonstrating against out-of-control black-on-black crime is not fine. You can't do that. Why? Now, it's not up to me as a citizen. It's up to me as a reporter, but not as a citizen. I live in a safe neighborhood. Okay, it was not up to me, but if I were living in a neighborhood that was besieged by crime and violence all over the place, I'd be trying to organize. Now, I know that people are scared, I know, but there are power in numbers. We don't see any numbers. Now, the first thing is that I wanted to give you stats from the month of June about Black Americans killed in the big cities. They don't exist. Now, the FBI should start to compile those statistics. They should break them down. Hispanics, blacks, whites. Killed. All right? But we don't have them. And I wish we did. But I can tell you that in 36 big cities in this country, the murder rate is up 22% this year. At least 22% in 36 cities. Chicago up 34, Philadelphia 23, Nashville, Tennessee 43, excuse me. New York 23, New Orleans 36%, Indianapolis 38%, Jacksonville, Florida 13, and on and on and on. So this is a major problem in this country. This is a worse problem much worse than police abusing their power. Do we all get that? This murder of poor Americans is much worse than police hurting people. You're never going to hear that, ever. There are exceptions. Here's one of them. Roll it.
When you look in the city of Chicago, there are 9 children who died by gun violence, by black-on-black gun violence, from June 20th all the way to today. And you're talking about, even with the Atlanta child murders, there were 28 kids who died in 2 years. You're talking about a month, and you have 9 black kids, and the Black Lives Matter movement has said nothing.
And they don't care. The Black Lives Matter Global Foundation, which is behind the BLM movement, doesn't care. What they want, and we have proven it, is to overthrow the government and impose Marxism. Poor black kids dead in the street, they don't care. So Terry Crews, the guy you just heard from, is telling you the truth. But he's one of a very, very few. And you saw Lemon, well, like this. Oh, no. Oh, no. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Why would you vote for Cuomo? For anything. Cuomo wants to be president. How can he possibly run for president? I don't know how he can do it. He signed the law that's a no bail for violent criminals. So you're a violent criminal. You smash somebody in the face, knock their teeth out. Cop catches you, which is 1 in 1,000. Brings you in, books you for assault. You're out in an hour. Then you go out and punch somebody else. It's a joke to these people. It's a joke now. That's why you see the crime explode. That's why this is happening. All right? But you're not going to get this from the liberal politicians. No, they're not going to tell you that. Listen to Mayor de Blasio about the 200% rise in shootings in New York City in a month. Go.
We also saw too much violence this weekend, and this is something that we have a lot of work to do to address, and is directly related to all the dislocation that's happened over these last 4 months with the coronavirus.
Yeah, so the coronavirus did it. Yeah, not you cutting $1 billion out of the police budget. No, not you not supporting the cops when people try to kill them, all right, and humiliate them and throw Molotov cocktails. You won't support them, okay? Not you encouraging Cuomo to sign that insane bail law. No, no, none of that. It's the virus that caused all the murders. So you're sitting at home, you're going, this is a Saturday Night Live skit, right? This guy is so stupid, it hurts. Back with a final thought on China in a moment.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
All right, final thought. I've had it with the Chinese. You may know they're bothering India. They're bothering the tiny country of Bhutan. They're arresting people in Hong Kong. Enough. Enough. They're obnoxious totalitarian communists. There's no human rights. So I have ordered my organization not to buy anything from China. In the past, we had to buy a few things because we couldn't get them. I don't care anymore. No more China. I'm buying an American car. I got to buy a car in the next couple of months. Okay? I'm buying American. I'm standing up for my country. We need to come back from COVID economically. I'm buying everything American. No more Chinese stuff. If all 330 million Americans wouldn't buy from China, the country'd go down. I'll see you tomorrow.